Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Fun and Games Podcast. I am so happy for today's episode. You guys, I just love having guests on. I feel like it is so fun to be able to talk to them. A lot of these guests, you know, are my good friends. So it's fun to just kind of sit down, have a conversation, catch up, and let you guys listen in to this. And of course, a lot of my friends are in the fitness space. So, you know, we get a lot of good tips when it comes to that. And I just am so excited to share these conversations with you and for you to meet what I feel like are my friends that I get to interview on this podcast. So today we get to hear from Michaela, and Michaela has recently blown up on TikTok, and I feel like it is so fun to watch friends' success, and I am just so excited for you to be able to hear from her because she is just a strong girl. She's overcome a lot too. And I just love everybody's unique story, just learning how each of us have our own struggles, how we overcome them, you know, our take on the gym, our take on fitness, and just like being a female in the gym. So before we get into this episode, a little weekly recap. You guys, there is a snowstorm headed our way in Michigan. If you're listening to this, just know the snow has started to fall. This is supposed to be one of Michigan's worst winter storms that they've had for years. We're supposed to get an entire foot of snow over the next couple of days. So I am planning to bake and just have some, I really want to bake some sourdough bread. This has been on my list, on my to-do list. I only eat sourdough bread. And it's funny because I just recorded another podcast with another guest that you'll hear soon. And I was talking about baking sourdough bread. So I'm like, oh, spoiler alert. But I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy the ingredients because I think it takes, you have to like have a starter when you make the dough or something like that. I don't know. I need to do some more research, but I am planning to bake sourdough. And I kind of want to vlog being snowed in. I kind of want to make this like a super like cozy and chill come vibe. So I think I'm going to vlog it. And you know, if anything, it'll be fun for the memories of all of us being stuck inside and all the snow and, you know, going sledding. I just feel like it's going to be kind of fun. We went to the store and stocked up before the storm. We just shopped and made sure we had enough water and had enough, you know, snacks in case if we lose power. So that was really fun, a fun little grocery trip last night. The gyms are going to be closed though. Well, they might not be closed, but they said call before you come because honestly, apparently everybody's just like prepping for this big winter storm, which it's kind of fun. Like I just don't have to leave my house for a couple of days. I'm here for it. If you're a little bit of a homebody, it'll be nice to just relax. I am not planning on working out until, you know, the roads are clear and it's safe to go out again. So maybe Friday, maybe Saturday, but yeah, Wednesday and Thursday for sure taking off. Today I hit back and I was wearing my new purple Vital Seamless leggings and this guy, oh my gosh, you guys, this guy came up to me, bless his heart. He probably was in high school or something. Well, I guess he couldn't be in high school because they're in school right now when I was at the gym, but maybe like early college. And he was like, here's this bracelet. It just matches your leggings perfectly. And like, I didn't know what to say. So I was like, thank you so much. And I just like kept walking. So yeah, I feel bad, but I threw that bracelet out. Oh, you know, it's like weird. I'm like a married mother, you know, I don't want to keep a bracelet from a 19-year-old. It's just, oh, you guys, it was funny today. But yeah, hit a killer back and bicep session in my bright purple leggings. I love it. And you guys, there's actually a lot of new fun Vital Seamless colors coming out if those are your vibe. They're coming out soon. I don't know when, but yeah. Oh, what a good day. Oh, dude. And speaking of like bright colors, I just dropped some Valentine's Day merch. It's Love Yourself Through the Process, which, you know what, actually goes in perfect with, I feel like, this month of February coming up with Valentine's Day. Like, we can be our own Valentine and work on that like self-love and self-appreciation of, you know, maybe we're not where we want to be yet, but that doesn't mean we have to hate ourselves until we get to, quote, the end destination. Ultimately, even if we got to that end destination, if we didn't do that inner work and just love ourselves first, even if we got that quote dream body that I'm talking about, you're still not happy with yourself because you never did that inner work. And I feel like that actually goes perfect with today's episode. And yeah, that merch is available. I can leave that down in the show notes. I have a Love Yourself Through the Process hoodie in pink, in lavender, and then one in mint. So you can pick and we can all be matching and all be Valentines together. What a good day. Something else that's fun is Vinny is obsessed with the juice bar at my gym. I know some gyms have like little juice bars where you can get like protein, you know, shakes before or like pre-workout. Oh my gosh, you guys, wait. They have these Rice Krispie treats, but with protein powder. And I was like, can I try that? And they were like, yeah, on the house. It was the best thing I've literally ever had. Like, oh my freaking gosh, you guys. I was like, I could eat 20 of these a day. And it had like 15 grams of protein. And then, you know, you're just having Rice Krispies. It was freaking great. It was phenomenal. Anyway, so we got juice one day. And now every time when we leave the gym, Vinny just runs up to the juice bar and is like, juice, juice, juice. And I'm like, oh, great. What did I teach my son? So every day we have to like avoid and dodge the juice bar or he's going to make me go broke because he wants a juice every single day. But the juice bar is good. There's like really good options there. So yeah, that's kind of the weekly recap. Vinny's cute. Vinny's chilling. Darian's school's going good. And, you know, we're getting a little snowstorm. That should be fun. I'm excited to give you guys an update next week on how that went. But without further ado, you guys, let's introduce Michaela to the podcast. She is all about cute aesthetic gym fits. She's all about being a strong, confident female in the gym, not shying away from the weights. And I'm so excited to be able to tune you into our chat, tune you into just what we're going to talk about today. I hope you take something good from this episode. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram. Let me know how you liked it. The podcast Instagram is funandgains.podcast. And of course, you can leave a rate and a review, but let's hop right in. Let's chit chat with Michaela and get to it. What's up, you guys? We're welcoming Michaela to the frickin' podcast. Say what's up.
Hello. What's up, guys?
My first Canadian. Here we go, Canadia, eh?
Canadia.
Oh, I'm so glad. You guys, Michaela and I, we've been friends for, it's been a while.
Years, honestly.
Yeah, honestly. It's been so fun. We were just FaceTiming last week or the week before, and we're like, let's do a podcast. Let's just do it. Okay, why don't you give everybody send it. Give everybody like a little background. Who are you? Give them the tea. I like hate this question, but it's also like, you know,
introduce
introduce yourself. Let's hear it.
Hello, I'm Michaela. And I love working out.
Literally, yeah, lifting.
That's all I do. No, I'm just kidding. Basically, I love to share my love of fitness on social media, and I love to help people with their fitness journeys and their mental health journeys because your girl struggles with mental health, and I love to make everyone more aware that everyone is in this together and no one's alone and we're all struggling. So yeah, I love fitness. I've been working out for like 4 years now, almost. Basically changed my entire life and my mindset. And it's something that I feel very important. So yeah.
I love that. Well, seriously, two things. The first thing, the power of like a body recomposition though.
Oh, yes.
I feel like the amount of muscle that you can pack on, you can just totally change your physique. So I love that. Mm-hmm. And then
you can change your mind, body, and soul. Yes.
And I love that you said that you're just sharing your journey to let people know that they're not alone. Literally my MO. Like I freaking live for that. No, but it is something where it's like, it's so lonely, especially if you're doing this by yourself or you don't have a supportive partner with you. Like, mm-hmm. dude, it gets lonely when you're trying mm-hmm. to live a different lifestyle. So I love it.
Yes. We love.
Okay. Well, let's start. Like, how did you even get into fitness in the first place? Like, tell us the backstory. Cause I feel like we kind of even followed each other from the beginning or from early on.
Yeah, I had actually followed you so long ago. Holy crap. This is like bringing back like major nostalgia. I remember finding one of your Gymshark hauls. It was like one of your first videos, I think, on YouTube. And I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. This girl is so motivating. So I started following you. And I think I had like just started, like just like I'm talking like I had like less than 500 followers, like when I started following you. And I think you followed me when I had like 10K or something. Like it wasn't even, it was very early on that we connected.
Being friends.
Friends. Yeah. And we haven't even met in real life. We love that.
Wait, we actually have. Wait, have we met in real life?
No, dude, no, we haven't. Never met in real life.
Why does it feel like we? It's because we FaceTime.
It's FaceTime. We just. Anyways, okay, I got into fitness. Sorry, like sidebar.
No, sorry.
I'm the queen of the sidebars. It's so bad. But I started fitness. Basically, when I finished college, I felt really bad about my body, and my mental health was absolutely horrendous. I was doing a really intense program in school and it was a lot. And I just kind of let myself go because I was so focused on school and I was working 3 jobs. And it was very chaotic in my life. And there was a lot of stuff going on in my personal life as well. So I just had really honestly let myself go and I didn't put myself first, like ever. I put everything above myself. And so it's been a long journey trying to like find my own self-worth. And that's kind of why I talk about the gym is like, it's a whole lifestyle change because it's not just physically changing. That's like usually the first initial thing, like for myself, oh, I felt really bad about my body. So I went to the gym, but it ended up turning into this whole other side of myself and basically transformed my whole, how I view myself and how I feel about myself and how I talk to myself. Like everything has changed. And it kind of just started from me feeling really, really bad about myself when I was in college. And I had stopped doing all of my sports. I did figure skating and track for like 10 years. So my body changed so fast. And then I started working at the gym because I worked a job that was at a skating rink and they have a rec center there. And then I got a free membership because I couldn't even afford a gym membership at the time. And I just kind of started in there. And I started posting like a year into my fitness journey. And everything just kind of took off from there. But it really started from like the core of me feeling just really bad. And I just wanted to change that mindset for myself.
I love that. And I love that you talk about it just being a mindset just as much as physical, because that's something that I feel like a lot of people don't think about initially when they start. Mm-hmm. If they don't do that inner work first, like even mm-hmm. if you got that quote dream body, if you do mm-hmm. not love yourself as a person, even if you have that quote dream body, you're still not going to love yourself. You're still going to think those negative things about yourself, that negative mm-hmm. spiral. No matter what you look like, you will still feel that same way about yourself. So it's just as much work on the inside as it is on the outside. It's so true.
Literally on the money with that one.
Yeah.
It's a whole process. It's not just, and it's usually the people that you want their life so bad because they portray it in a certain way. Their body's perfect. Their hair is perfect. Their makeup's perfect. But they're like, if you didn't do that internal work, they're the kind of people that struggle the most.
Yeah.
And they probably look in the mirror and they don't see the same thing that everyone else is.
Yeah.
So that's very true.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So, I mean, you're a fellow girl who likes to lift, which I love.
Yes.
So obviously that's your favorite MO. What is your favorite like muscle group to work? What are you like an upper lower girl? Let me know.
All right. So this is the thing, is your girl goes in phases.
I feel that.
Yes. Currently, fave hands down is back. Mm-hmm. Fave hands down is back day. There's something about feeling so jacked, yeah. And lifting so heavy. And I don't know, I feel like I can handle more pain when it's my back versus my legs. I don't know why.
Oh no, it's a thing. Leg days are literally the hardest day. It is like so much cardio because it's so many compounds and you're using so much. And seriously, mm-hmm. like 10 reps of squats, I'm literally heavily breathing.
No, like I'm crying.
I'm not okay. But yeah, no, there is something powerful.
I train legs. Yeah, I train legs a lot. I just prefer doing that.
I love
it. It's hard. It's rough out here.
What would you say your like a gym routine is? I guess like your gym shut down and now they just mm-hmm. reopen. But what was your gym routine first? And then we'll talk about gyms shutting down. We should talk about that.
Yeah, we should talk about that. Okay.
Gym routine first and then yeah.
Yeah. So like routine meaning like what my split is kind of? Like how I train?
You could say that or like getting to the gym too. Like are there certain things that help you get to the gym initially?
Exposing myself.
Oh no.
Your girl. Okay. I'm an honest person, so I'm going to just expose myself. So basically the struggle that I've been having for the last probably, I want to say 10 months because I've been traveling and all over the place and very spontaneous as of the last while, I very much got out of my routine. So I'm trying to get it back right now because I'm very much a preacher of habit and I just really got out of it. So my usual routine, let's just go with that because my other routines are chaotic. My usual routine would be like I get up around 8:00. I do yoga. I have my tea. I don't go on my phone for the first like hour of the day because I find very toxic things happen when I go on my phone in the morning.
Yeah.
And it basically screws up my whole day. So that's one of the things that is most important for me right now. And then basically I get ready for the gym. I get all my pre-ready. I love like blasting music in my apartment for probably about 2 hours before I even go to the gym.
I love
like,
that.
Basically the moment I wake up, like my Spotify is playing like instantly as soon as I get up. And that's probably the thing that gets me the most motivated to go and work out. Cause sometimes like, honestly, most of the time we don't feel like going to the gym and the routine makes the biggest difference.
Oh yeah. Getting those songs playing. I swear it also like helps calm anxiety too, because you're just like getting excited. You're getting in that mindset.
Exactly. And like getting out of all the list of things you have in your head of all the things that you need to do, the things that you're not doing, just like really focusing on this is your time. Yeah. And that for me is like the biggest part of my routine that I was missing as of recently. So I just started literally like a week ago getting back into this routine again. It already has been the biggest difference.
Yeah, yeah.
We love how much more productive we are when we start off the day, right? But I try to go to the gym in the morning because that's like the best for me personally. But I didn't used to be able to do that. I know a lot of people can't go to the gym in the morning because they work and don't work from home. But I just am not a kind of person that can work out in the evening. I have no motivation at all. So that's usually my morning routine. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's rough.
You know, it's relatable though, because I've also been trying to get back on the saddle of having a routine coming out of the, mm-hmm. you know, holiday season. And mm-hmm. it just happens. It just happens. And I know your gym's shut down, so that got you out of the routine too, plus travel. But I mean, I guess, do you want to talk about gyms shutting down initially, or just talk about just this more recent one? I mean, COVID's been going on for years now, right? Like, we're over it. Let's talk about the most recent gym shutdown, how that affected you.
Yeah, it was very rough. Honestly, it couldn't have come at a worse time. We're just going to go full out and we're just going to talk about this. Basically, I was diagnosed with depression as of about a month ago, so right before the gym shut down. And I have been struggling with that for a while and I didn't really know like what was off, and then we're trying to figure it out, and that ended up being what happened. And basically it was the day before the gym shut down and I was like, okay, well at least I have the gym.
Oh, they had to do you like that. Oh.
And I was like, ooh. So honestly, it was very rough. I kind of actually ended up taking a hiatus for the first couple weeks of the gym shut down. I kind of distanced myself from social media. I didn't work out like basically at all. I think maybe twice since the gym shut down. And because I went I was spiraling the drain for a while, and then the gyms closed. And because of everything that I had going on, I really just went rock bottom. And then I really honestly think that was the plan the universe had for me, because of the fact that the timing, it sounds like it couldn't have been worse technically, but I try to think about it as it honestly couldn't have been better, because it allowed me to have that space to really just heal from the inside out and not be distracted by the gym. Cause I really think that I was in such a low point that I couldn't even have, like, it wouldn't have been helpful for me to make it there because my brain was such a mess. So it gave me the time. It was literally like a month of no gym and really just working on that routine that I was talking about earlier, the yoga, the tea, taking the time for myself, like stretching in the morning, taking care of my body, making sure I feel good, making sure that my thoughts are sorted out, journaling, like all these things before I go to the gym so that my brain is clear and I can focus on having that clear mindset when I'm at the gym. So now that it's open as of literally 3 days ago, it's good timing because how everything played out, it honestly ended up being better than I thought. But in the beginning, it was really, really rough. And I wanted to do the home workouts for everyone and all those kinds of things in film, but I was putting a lot of pressure on myself to do that. That's how it goes. And then I ended up just really taking the time and not thinking about the pressure and stuff after the first couple of days. And my boyfriend really, really helped me with that, because he's just like, just take a second and stop worrying about all the things that you have to do and all the people that are relying on this, that, or the other, and just focus on what you have going on so that you can do that to the best of your ability when you've sorted out your stuff, because you can't do a good job if your brain's a mess. Like, it's just like, that's just how it is.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of power in disconnecting, taking a step back. I think especially in the space that we're in, it is like constant. And the fear of, if I do take a step back, like, what's going to happen? And the feeling of everybody needs us all the time. And we want to be there for people. Yeah. I want to help people out. I want to answer every single email, every single DM. I want to be that person because I love it and it makes me happy and I want to help as much as I can. But there is kind of this like protection where we have to find some time to disconnect, whatever that is, taking a hiatus, finding boundaries for us where we can have that space to mentally be, to heal, and to just disconnect, because we're constantly just like bombarded. And I think everybody needs that in their life, honestly. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, it could have been the worst thing, but it also was one of the best things to be able to give you that time where you kind of can't go to the gym. So you have to take time away, and it forced you to do that, work on yourself, your inner self again. And it's really cool. I'm glad you were able to get that time. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the worst and best things.
Yeah.
For real. And that's exactly, like, in the beginning, of course, you're in a very dark mindset. You're like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could have happened. The gyms were shutting down. That was my lifeline. But there's always a reason things happen, no matter how messed up they are. And again, it comes down, for me, I really preach that it's mind, body, and soul with fitness. It's not just about how you look. It's really not. And this is just an example of that. Like, if your brain's not clear, it's just a mess. Like,
it's so true.
It will just be a revolving cycle circling the drain. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. That's so true. How do you feel like on those days, like now that the gym is open and you're returning on bad mental days, is it something where you just say, forget it, I'm not going to the gym? Or do you push through? Kind of where's that balance between, let's push myself, you know, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm just being lazy, I need to go. And then there's those days where, like, mentally we're like, I actually am overstimulated. Like, I need to step back. Kind of where's that balance line for you? Or
So I'm still, the balance is the hardest thing to find. And it's very, it's hard to be that like self-aware to the point where you can recognize, am I just being lazy, or am I just unmotivated today, or do I just need to get my butt to the gym? And so this is the thing for me that is like the deciding factor where I'm like, no, this is like the bad mental health day or the mental health day I can deal with at the gym. Because most of the time I can deal with it at the gym and it actually makes me feel so much better. but there's like this line, and if it's been crossed, and it's almost like basically what I'll feel for myself is if I'm feeling panicky and all my inner thoughts are to do with, I need to film today, I need to do this, I need to do this. Yeah, when it's other people's stuff and I'm not going to the gym for myself, that's when I know, no girl, you need to not go today, actually. Yep. When I'm not going to the gym for myself and every thought in my head that's creating anxiety is about everything to do with everyone besides me, that's when I know that that is not a good mental day for me to go to the gym. If I can like still be like, okay, I'm going for this reason for my, if I can name 5 reasons for myself, then I'll go. If I can't, then no. If the first 5 things that pop in my head are other things, it's not it. That's not the day.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that because I feel like to some extent too, like having to go to the gym and knowing a lot of times I have to film my workouts. Oh, mm-hmm. Anxiety. It's like, I can't just go and work out. It's like, I actually have to plan an outfit. I have to be on, you know, you have to be on and you have to film and then like, you have to get in people's way and, you know, try to be courteous and be like, I promise, like, I'm not trying to record you. I'm, you know, it's a
just
mental.
The pure anxiety, yes. The pure anxiety. 100%.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I'm glad I could talk to you about this because it's something that you just like silently, literally struggle with a little bit every day. Mm-hmm. And of course, I love it. I, but it is something that in the back of my mind, that's when I do get panicky. I love that line between like, am I panicky? Am I doing this for somebody else? How can I have that disconnect between, yeah, I'm just working out for myself again. This isn't, I don't have to do this for other people. Finding that. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that balance is rough. It's hard to find that because it's so hard to be in tune with yourself, to pay attention to when you're talking like that. Yeah. Because our mind is saying a million words in
a
minute.
And it's so fast. It's so fast. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Oh,
so you have to really like pay attention. Like it's so hard. Like I still struggle all the time with this. Like it's not like I have a magic potion, but like I try to at least be like, okay, let's just count how many times I've thought about things for other people that I'm doing here, or what am I wanting right now?
Yeah.
It should be about what we want in the gym because you're going for yourself. You're not going for anyone else.
Yep. Oh, 100%. But sometimes you can just get caught up and overthink and overanalyze you know, be overly anxious. And I think that's something a lot of people, like even when they start going to the gym in the first place, even though they're not filming themselves, they're anxious about what other people are thinking about them. They're anxious about what they're wearing. Are people judging them? Are people staring at them? You know, that whole anxiety of just being in a public space where you're a little bit vulnerable, you're working out, you have the opportunity to look kind of lost and aimless and, you know, all of those fears and everything. I think that's something everybody to some extent, you know, can go through. So
1000%. That's why I started posting my workouts, because I didn't want people to feel like how I felt in the beginning, where it was exactly what you're describing right now.
Yeah.
To a T.
Well, I love
it. That's the thing that a lot of people feel when they go to the gym or when they're first starting, the worst.
Yeah.
Just know everyone's in the same boat, y'all.
Yes, seriously. They are. So you mentioned your boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, so is he there with you? Is he listening to this?
No, he's actually out taking our dog to the park right now.
So. Aww. You're like, shoo, I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, I was like, bye. Well, she's a puppy, so she's so chaotic, and it would definitely interrupt for sure.
Aw, well, I want to see puppy. You should send me a picture. Yeah,
hopefully she'll come back before we finish, so I can show you on FaceTime.
Yeah. Okay, well, why? Go ahead. I mean, you went through a breakup. Do you want to talk about how hard that was? Did it take a hit on your mental health? And then, you know, finding your new man, like maybe some tips, some advice. Let's hear it. Because I guarantee there's somebody listening to this podcast who might be in the same situation or dealing with or, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I was in a 5-year relationship, almost 5 years. And it ended not abruptly, because honestly, it had been an ongoing thing for a long time. Just a lot of things we were trying to work on, and it wasn't going anywhere, and we had exhausted like every single option. So we broke up, and I was doing really bad mentally already, because I've had anxiety for a large portion of my life, and that was a huge struggle for me last year. I was going to a lot of therapy and stuff like that. And that also did help me in our relationship, because it did make me realize like my self-worth. And that's what ended up leading us to part our ways, because we both just weren't meant for each other. No bad feelings or anything like that, but definitely just for the better. But I already mentally wasn't doing well. So when we broke up, it felt like my whole world flipped upside down, because I was very much like, everything that he did, I would do. You know what I mean? Like, it was almost like our personalities meshed, and I felt like I wasn't myself. And when I started really finding myself in the last year of our relationship, that's when I really started noticing, like, is this the person that I want to be with? Like, but then I'm like, no, like, you've known him for so long. You know, when you're with someone for a long time, you get comfortable and you stay in that. And I've definitely realized that comfort isn't necessarily good. It shouldn't feel comfortable. So then when I started working on myself, and then I started challenging things in my own personal self, I started realizing that this wasn't something I wanted. So I ended up leaving, but then I felt even worse because then I was alone, and I've never been alone because I've always had a boyfriend, like constantly, like since I was like in grade 10. I've always just been either talking to a guy, like just always seeking male attention. And that was something that I was like, this is not a good way to find like your husband, like, because it's always attracted me to the wrong people. So I took some time after I broke up and really like felt my feels, because I was really, really upset. Felt like my whole world, it flips upside down. I was alone. We didn't live together or anything, so at least like my place was still mine. Like there was none of that issue. But I've never like not had someone to call, really. I only have my best friend. My best friend, Brooke. Shout out to Brooke. Me and her were the only reason that both of us actually were going through breakups at the exact same time. So that was the biggest blessing, because if I didn't have her, I really think that it would have gone a different way, mental health wise, because I was really so upset and I felt like I couldn't do it on my own. And I almost like went back, because I was like, can I like be by myself? Like, is this a good move for me? Like, or should I just like tough it out and just, it's fine. Like, it's all good. But then I really got through that point, because I was really, I hated being alone. That was my biggest fear, was being alone. And I hated that feeling more than anything. And because I also didn't know if the guy that I really, really wanted was out there, because I have these values for myself and I refused to settle, which is why I ended up leaving. So when I was going through all these emotions, I just started hitting the gym super, super hard. And I honestly, for I think 3 months after the breakup, I didn't take a rest day, which is so bad. I don't condone this behavior, but I'm just saying, I didn't take a rest day for a while. And honestly, the biggest thing for me when I broke up with him that I regret doing was finding another guy right away, because I wasted so much time doing that. I didn't take the time for myself right after. So I ended up getting my heart broken right after, because I basically saw someone else right after and they cheated on me. I know, dude. It's rough out here.
Dang.
Yeah. So basically at that point I was like, okay, this is the low.
Yeah.
High. And then I was like, why is this repeating patterns? Like, just like certain things were, and I was like, you know what? I was like listening to podcasts and I was trying to figure out like relationship advice, like, you know, like how everyone does when they go through breakups and they get their heart broken and like just everything was happening to me at the same time. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, it seems to be a trend that you need to work on just being alone first before you find someone. Oh, shocker. But like, you know how when you're in the mindset, you like think that, oh, I'm alone, because you're not actually hanging out with guys. But if you're still talking to them, you're still distracting yourself, honey. No.
Yeah.
So I really took some time to just not talk to anyone and really just be like really fine with me being by myself. And that was the first time in my life I think I've done that. And that was actually like probably 3 or 4 months after me and my 5-year ex broke up, because I didn't take that time after me and him broke up to process and really be fine by myself. I decided to take the easier route, which is to find a rebound.
Yeah.
And I know so many girls out there do that, because I don't know one girl that I'm close with that hasn't done that at some mm-hmm. point in their life, because that's just how people are. Guys and girls both do that. So if any advice to the peeps out here going through breakups is really take that time for yourself. And I know it's so goddamn hard. It is so hard to just fully be alone and not seek validation from anyone else. But trust me, if you go through that right away, you don't have to attract the wrong people again. Like, the universe gives you what you want to receive. And if you're not working on yourself and not trying to improve yourself and not trying to figure out the own flaws that you have within yourself, you won't be able to attract the right person and partner. Like, I was fully okay with being by myself. I started talking to Dante and I met Dante, and he's like literally the best person I've ever met in my entire life. And I've never met a guy like him. And he's literally in every way, shape, or form the best man that I've ever met in my entire life. And I never thought that that person would be my partner, because I didn't think I deserved that until I spent the time on my own. If you don't take the time to really work on yourself and realize what you deserve and what your own value is that you bring to the table, and make a list like of the things that you don't want to settle for, the red flags that you don't want to see. And any person that walks in your space, think of it like, I heard someone say this, think of it like a cover charge. If you don't yes. pay the cover charge, you're not getting in. So if you don't give me the values that I want to be in my space, you can leave.
Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. Yeah.
Peace if you're out. Not helping me be a better person, if we're not growing and working together and being the best versions of ourselves, get out of here.
100%. And like, when you're at that point where you're like, I just want to find somebody who's good, and you want to find a valued relationship, 100%. Take that time for yourself. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong mm-hmm. with writing a list down to see like values you have, values you want, because dating is so hard. And especially now with social media, I feel like it is even harder almost. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I love that.
Yeah, dating is very difficult in this century. Yeah. It is. And I really was shocked, like, because I hadn't been single for almost 5 years. Yeah. And then I really was like, whoa, this is like insane. Because the amount of like, you have to be so in tune with yourself to find the right person. Like, you really do. And it's just, it blows my mind, honestly.
Man, what a journey. Having to go through, you know, all the physical, mental changes and then breakups mm-hmm. and really just coming to find yourself. I feel like that's the biggest piece of advice I can also give is come into your own skin, find who you are, what you want. It's never too late to change, to move away from a group of friends, to get away from toxic people, people that aren't mm-hmm. serving you. You do not have to hang on to toxic people in your life ever just to be exactly. nice. You don't need to do that to yourself. Definitely in an unselfish way, we have to put ourselves first and fill up our cup. Like you said, with your new morning routine, you know, you're not on your phone. You're trying to do your yoga and your tea and just focus on yourself, get yourself in a good mental place. I love that. And that's going to definitely mm-hmm. help you live along. Mm-hmm. And happy
healthy
life. Healthy life, girl. Yes. Yep.
That's all we want is a long, happy, healthy life. But it's so hard with these phones, you guys. Oh my God.
I know. It's hard.
It's rough.
Dude, speaking of phones and everything, let's talk a little bit. I don't want to bring the podcast down a little bit, but dealing with hate on social media a little bit. TikTok is brutal. Can we be honest? Is TikTok the most brutal platform? Like, do you get
TikTok is nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty. That's the only way to describe it is nasty. People are ruthless on that app. Like, I went through a phase where I didn't read my comments. I would only reply for the first like 10 minutes.
And then you're out.
And I still do this a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Is I'll only reply to the comments for the first 10 minutes and then I'm out. If I see one negative comment, I never look again. And I'm so sorry to all the people I can't get back to, but for my own mental health, I cannot.
Yeah.
One of the top comments on one of my videos that went viral was plus size queen. It had 11,000 likes on that comment. And ever since then, I was like, I can't look at this video. I can't do it.
What?
Like it's messed up. It's messed up. And I feel so bad for the young people on this app that take all these comments in and read them all. Like if I was 15 and I had TikTok, I don't even want to imagine. My brain was already a mess. Like, are you kidding me?
No, like as a grown adult, as a grown woman who's like sure of herself, they freaking hurt me. So for young teens to be on this app and to read these terrible comments, your brain isn't even fully developed. And then to have, you know, your peers' opinion of you, you know, it's enough to have that peer pressure of like, oh no, what do people in school think of me, the people around me? But then like to open that up to anybody on the internet who's unhappy with their life, just putting their own opinion on you. I can't imagine. I feel so terrible. Bad. We're going to need a lot of therapy.
Yes.
Therapy's going to be regular.
Honestly, therapy is the best thing that I ever did in my life.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think for me too, like I try to just not even read the negative comments and just ignore them. So.
Yeah, I try to do the same because reading them, like there's nothing positive that comes out of reading a hate comment. That's the only way to put it. In the most simplest form possible, there's nothing good that comes from that.
Yeah.
But when you read them, you just have to remind yourself it's not me, it's them.
How many TikTok followers do you have now? Are you at like, I know you passed 1 million. Are you at 2 already? How many do you have? You know your numbers, girl. Tell them. Are you at 3?
What? 2.5.
2.5 million. Again. No, I'm crying. No, but
it feels so weird.
Surreal. I know, right? Doesn't it?
Like, you guys, I pinch myself every day and I don't believe it. I really don't. Like, I really don't. Like, sometimes I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Because you're just like, I'm a normal, stupid person. Like,
I'm so normal and so weird. Like,
that's why I love the podcast, though, because it's, like, real.
Oh, very real.
So
I love listening to podcasts for that reason. Right. Everyone's just really themselves. It's the best. Yeah.
I know. You can actually, like, get a voice with the – because Instagram's just, like, photo.
A face.
Music with workouts. Like, okay, fine. Moving on. So, okay, I know a lot of girls, like myself, like to look up to you for just gym confidence, dealing with gym intimidation. Like, let's chat about it. What are some tips?
Love you.
Gym confidence, like what would your tips be? And then we'll talk about dealing with gym intimidation, being a female in the weight room.
Yes, it's a good time, y'all. Okay, so let's just get into this. This is my favorite thing to talk about, so thank you.
Let's do it. Oh yeah.
Confidence in the gym is like you can tell when someone feels great. And that's like one of the things that I've always strived for is to be that person that is just so sure of themselves. That when they walk in a room, everyone's just like, wow, like you just feel the aura of someone that's just purely like genuinely confident, not cocky. There's a difference.
Yes.
But purely genuinely confident. And biggest tips for that, like anyone going into the gym, is gym fit, you guys. I'm telling you, the gym fits.
Okay, go to gym fit.
It makes me feel so different. If I put on a gym fit and I put it on in the morning in a rush and I got to the gym, half the time I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, what? I'm like, no, this is not. This is what I used to do all the time when I first started because I couldn't afford activewear that was expensive. I wore like a $2 tank top from Forever 21, a really ugly sports bra from like Costco, like the 2-pack. I had like really cheap leggings that I held together with a safety pin. I didn't feel cute in my gym fit. I was very unconfident. I felt really insecure about myself. I felt awkward, and it amplified all those feelings in the gym when you're already feeling awkward and uncomfortable and like you're out of place and you feel like everyone's staring at you. The gym fits for me was the biggest thing that made me feel confident. I remember like it was literally yesterday when I first bought my first pair of like colored leggings from Amazon. Aww. They were blue and they were $20, and I debated buying them for 3 months, and then I finally bought them, and I'm not joking, I put those leggings on and I wore the absolute crap out of them because they made me feel so much more confident. Yeah. It was like that $20 pair of leggings made me go from feeling like a small piece of dust in the corner to feeling like this big shiny trophy. I don't know what it is about gym fits, you guys. Like, so biggest thing is if you feel confident in what you're wearing, it will emanate. Like, there's something about wearing something flattering and really comfortable and something that you like the colors of. Like, and who cares about what other people think? I used to get made fun of for wearing matching sets to the gym because that was like not a thing, I guess, 3 years ago now. It is a huge thing now.
Yeah.
But at the gym I went to, it was like a very sports, I guess you could say, gym. And the matching sets, you do it for you. I didn't care if someone was talking bad about me because they didn't like I was wearing a matching set. I would get older ladies being like, why are you wearing matching sets to the gym? It's not a fashion show. I'm like, okay. It actually makes me, I've literally said this to people, it actually makes me feel really good, but thanks.
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, because like, what are you doing? You're just trying to have someone else bring you down. And that's also part of the issue with people at the gym feeling insecure, is they're scared of other people thinking that they look bad. So if you feel good in an outfit, keep telling yourself, you're like, you remembered what you look like when you put it on, how it made you feel before you left. Why do you feel different in the gym change room?
Yeah,
you shouldn't. So that's the biggest thing for me is gym fits, which is why I post my gym fits all the time. I just, it's just something that I absolutely love, die hard. And like, that's my favorite thing, hands down, is gym fits. And it literally can transform how you feel about yourself. So that's the number one thing. Number two is, again, coming back, I'm sorry to keep talking about the working on yourself, but that's really the most important piece.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Because confidence in the gym, like the first time you walk in a gym, you're never going to feel confident. Like no one will ever, the first time they go in trying something new, you're never going to feel 100% confident in yourself. Never. It's a process. So like, it's okay if you don't have days where you feel like you're a boss. Like it's all good. So don't be hard on yourself. That's the other thing that a lot of people struggle with, is being really hard on themselves for not feeling good about themselves.
Yep.
Because there is so much like self-love talk on social media, and it almost feels like, well, what does that even mean? But what the simplest form I can put it in when it comes to confidence in the self-love piece is, if you're talking to yourself in your head constantly and you're telling yourself all the bad things you don't like, the nitpicking, like literally down to like, I have split ends, my toenail's crooked. Like, you know, like the things that you say in your head that no one else would ever notice. Stop. Just stop. You have to catch yourself. Like, I've been working on this for like 4 years, basically, but really in the last 2 years is stopping the negative self-talk. And one of the biggest things with the negative self-talk I find is, before I go to the gym, I would be way more hypercritical of myself before I go to the gym. So what I would do instead of, you know how when you're driving to the gym and you're overthinking and you're thinking of all the things in your head, and sometimes you're trash talking yourself the whole time you're going to the gym. Oh, what if someone thinks that this is like, you know, like,
yeah, yep.
So what I do
tell us.
I put on Beyonce.
Let's go.
You put on Beyonce or some type of music that makes you feel undeniably like the hottest woman alive. And you blast that shit.
And you believe it. You believe it.
And you convince your brain that you are the hottest girl to set foot in your gym.
Because why aren't you?
You go in.
Why aren't you? You are. Exactly. You are. If you're listening to this, you are that girl. There's no reason you're not. Okay, so tell me your favorite gym fit. Let's hear a quick go-to, and then we'll go back to confidence and intimidation. But fave gym fit
has to be blue, has to be coordinated shades. I don't usually technically do matching sets. I don't know why. Most of the time I'll do like the same shade, like tone.
Yeah, kind of like monochromatic.
Yeah. So usually I'll do like blue Amplify leggings, some shade of blue. I think I have like 5 different shades of blue at this point.
Yeah, probably.
But absolute fave is a light blue with like a navy top and like a really big oversized pump cover. My favorite one is from Urban Outfitters. It's so sick. I love it. And the blue in the writing goes with the blue in my leggings. Oh. It's just such a vibe. And then your girl likes backwards hats, and I have a blue backwards hat. So that's there my favorite is. Gym fit.
I know you are all about the backwards hats and the blazers. I love it. So yes, cute. Okay, so you said a gym fit and then just believing you are that girl for gym confidence.
Yeah.
I feel like those are probably the two best tips, 100%. Mm-hmm. And having a killer playlist to just continue that thought process of, I own this, I am confident, I am strong, like I am capable. I love that.
It's repeating the mantra. You just have to keep repeating it to yourself until you believe it.
100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. Best gym sessions are when you're in that headspace, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what about gym intimidation? What are your thoughts? I know you've done a couple TikToks of like, if old men are staring at you, you just stare right back and you're like, absolute no shame. Like,
because why?
Yeah.
I used to be that girl that was like, oh, this old man was staring at me, but I let him make me uncomfortable. And I'd leave the gym feeling uncomfortable. Or there was a few times where I fully left because I was so uncomfortable. I left after like one exercise because I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But I decided again, when I worked on my confidence, I decided, no, this is enough. No one is messing with my space because I'm going to gym for myself. And you're messing with my space when you're staring and being creepy.
I love that. I love that. And the boundaries, I'm here for it.
It's the boundaries. Okay. So basically the biggest tip I can give is stare back. There's a difference between someone staring at you, like just like
in just passing,
doing a quick glance, like in passing, you know, I'm talking about the people that make your blood run cold. The people that piss you off when they're glaring or staring at your butt. Every time you turn around, you catch them looking at you. Every time you look in the mirror, they're staring at you. They're working out around you. They're following you around the gym. I even had a guy waiting outside my gym sometimes. Like there's just like some creepy ass humans and they're all so irritating.
Okay. I feel like you've already talked a lot about like advice you'd give to your younger self. And I guess, is there anything else that you would want to lay on the podcast listeners? I feel like there's already been so much little goodness to take from this, but is there anything else that's like on your heart that you want to talk about? This is your time.
I feel like something that we could talk about is something that I talk about a lot on my page, which is weight versus how you look.
Oh, I love that. Let's do it.
Yeah. I get a lot of DMs about it because I do post my weight online because of the fact that I weigh so much more than people think I weigh.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to open up that conversation because I used to be in the mindset where a lot of people I know are, especially young girls, you think that a certain weight means you're fat. And that really is not the case. And I don't know, I get really frustrated because society has preached that thin or looking really slender is like the desirable figure until the last like while. So, like, I'm so glad everyone's been talking about more open with every body inclusivity, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But a big piece is people believing that a certain weight is unhealthy or not okay or fat or whatever you want to call it. And it's not the case. It should be about how you feel. So like, for an example, I started my fitness journey and I was 145 pounds, maybe 140.
Yeah.
And I was had no muscle at all on my body. And I had a very similar body shape. Like you can see, like you can tell that I'm the same body shape, but I grew the muscle underneath. And now I weigh 170 pounds. Well, 160 because I lost 10 in the last couple weeks because of COVID and things. But
yeah,
that's a lot more than what I started with. And my body looks absolutely completely different. I changed my entire body composition. And if you really look at the numbers, that's only like, what, 20 pounds?
Yeah.
30 pounds difference. But I look like a completely different person. And if I knew when I was like 15, 16, I was 150 pounds thinking that I was fat. Like I remember being in high school and stepping on the scale and it finally reached 150 and I cried. I cried and cried and cried and I couldn't get the image out of my head that I was fat because of that number, because I thought anything above 130, I was this gigantic human that couldn't even function. Like I, like my brain went to that very, very complete opposite place. I know a lot of people struggle with that. And if I knew that I weigh as much as I did now, I would have died of a heart attack. I would have been like, are you kidding me? I did what?
Yeah.
Because my mindset was so in focused on the numbers. And it's not about the numbers. It's about how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror, how you feel in your own body, how healthy you feel. Yes. That's what matters. And not the number that the scale is displaying, because that's just a very small piece of your overall health. So I think people should stop focusing on weight and numbers and measurements and more about how they feel and how they feel about themselves when they look in the mirror. Do you feel healthy? Do you feel amazing when you look in the mirror? Do you like how you look? Like it should be about changing things for yourself and not to fit a societal norm or a standard or a cookie cutter or a certain weight. There shouldn't be a certain weight that you're like, I'm gonna be happy if I weigh 130 pounds. Like that's not how you should be. And that's not how you should start working out in the gym to lose weight to get to a certain specific number. I feel like that's just a very toxic mindset. And it's also very much easier for you to quit because you're going for only one reason to reach that number. What happens when you reach the number? Your lifestyle is probably going to go back to what it was because you're like, I reached my goal. I'm done.
Yeah.
But it's about changing your whole lifestyle to live a healthy and long, happy life. It's not just about the number, the one goal. It's a continuous cycle. If you want it to be something that's a lifelong thing, you want to feel good all the time. You don't want to feel good for the one time that you hit the goal. Keep going.
100%. Oh, I could scream that from the rooftops. I'm so glad you brought that up. That's definitely something I 100% agree with. It's almost like the thing, if scales didn't exist and if mirrors didn't exist, like how do you actually feel about yourself? If social media didn't exist, how do you actually feel about yourself when everything's removed? Again, going back to that inner work on yourself, how do you feel just being you? Are you enough for yourself? You are, but do you feel that way? I love that. And also, like, I hate that a certain number has been like pushed to society for females to weigh. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Height is not taken into accountability. I'll be honest, I'm 5'2", so it is definitely like, I feel
it's
like
because it's, that's what the scale is based on, is the average height of a woman, average which height. Is 5'3" or 4".
Yeah, something short. So it's totally not fair for anybody who's taller. It's not fair. And it's total BS. And I love that. I feel like a really big pro of social media is that people are coming out and talking about this and correcting traditional media, where it's like, you're a perfect example of somebody who has an amazing body where people would not think that you weigh as much as you do. Weight does not matter. So I hate even like talking about it,
but I know.
Love that you're using it as a point to talk about, to change people's mindsets, to say that 170 pounds, you look freaking fire. And people like literally your body goals for a lot of people. You're helping people be motivated and want to get into fitness and realizing that you can change your body. You can body recomp and all of that. So no, I love it. You're using it
Thank
for
you.
The good. And I love it.
Thanks, guru.
Well, of course. Of course. I could talk to you all freaking day, for real.
We know that we already do. I know. Million-hour FaceTime calls.
I know, seriously. I mean, is there anything else on your heart? Because I feel like every time after I hang up a podcast, I'm like, oh, I wish I said that, or I wish I...
Always.
You know? So, like, seriously,
I guarantee I'm going to think of something else.
I know.
I don't even know what else. There's just so many things.
I know.
There's so many things happening. I was just thinking about, I've been thinking about this a lot lately because when I've been scrolling, I've just noticed there's been a lot of talk about this new technology that's on the internet where people can Photoshop their videos.
What?
And I just think we, yeah, I no. just think we should talk. Yeah.
Wait, no, and that's going to ruin everything. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it. So, I didn't even know Facetune was a thing. Like, I still don't know how to use Facetune. I do not know how to use Facetune. I'm like, people actually, it's like ruining my life. Like, I feel like, I feel so naive. I'm like, wait, people actually do that? Like, I put a little preset where it's like, it just brightens colors and like takes down shadows. Like, that's all it does.
Like Lightroom? But,
like, I don't know how to actually like tweak things. I'm like,
warp shit.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Okay, so I did not know that was a thing. People can ask. Yes. It goes to show, don't compare yourself to people on social media because there are people out
there.
There are people out there who I had no idea. Literally edit. I had no idea. You know, I'm always the type of person where I'm like, dude, if somebody sees me on the side of the street, I want them to look at me and say, that's exactly how I saw you. And you are exactly, because there's people who I know in my in real life where they're like probably looking at my Instagram and then me on in person, they're like, you don't look anything like you do online. Like, I don't want to live that type of life where your whole entire life is based off a lie. Ooh, ooh, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes me sweat. That makes my skin boil. Like, I'm scared. I don't know. Oh, I've had a few moments where I've met people that I've like seen like or followed on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's the worst when you're like,
you're like, oh dang, that doesn't match up.
Is that them? If you're questioning, you're going, is that them? That's the worst.
You know, I am short. Yeah. No, people do always say that they're shorter. I try to always say I'm 5'2". I don't know what to do. I don't know how to edit a photo to make me look taller. I guess my proportions are just fine, but like, whenever you see me next to Darian, I'm like, I'm just very short.
You look so small.
I look so small. So I try, man. Vinny's taller than me at this point. Vinny's freaking taller than me. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, that's like my only thing. I'm like, I am short, but yeah. Okay. Let's go.
But like, I feel like that's like the best compliment when people are like, oh, you look exact. Like I like that is the most sought after compliment.
Yes.
Is, oh my God, you look exactly like you do online. Every time someone says that to me, it literally is, I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like, because that's what I want to be like. I don't want to be creating a fake persona.
Yeah. No.
I don't want to be creating a fake person. Like, this is me. This is who I am. End of story. I started this to be real and be myself. I didn't start it to make my body look a certain way or whatever. But like, there's just been so much stuff that I've been seeing lately that is so heavily edited. Videos as well, and that's what's scaring me is I didn't even know this video thing was a thing until I saw someone that I follow on or subscribe to on YouTube, I guess, not followed on YouTube, sorry guys. Do I even do social media? No. But I had seen that they posted like they have a channel where they do like expectations versus reality, Photoshop versus real life, like that kind of stuff. It's very good for brain when you're on social media all the time to watch videos like that and really see like everyone is human, celebrities are human, everyone's the same. But one of the videos she did was comparing two side-by-side photos using this software that people have been talking about that is just some app apparently you can download that you can Photoshop your body in a video. And she did it side-by-side, her real body versus what she modified, and it was absolutely insane. Like and you couldn't even tell that she had Photoshopped it. Like,
oh,
I was shocked.
Gosh.
I was shocked, and I'm so scared because now ever since I've seen that video, I barely scroll on TikTok specifically because it was TikTok that she was saying people use this for. I was being flooded with so many videos on my For You page that were these girls that had these tiny, like, like I'm talking unbelievably
tiny
waist
with big, like, hips and everything.
Yeah. Dude. But they're only shot. And this is why I love this chick. She posted about the fact that when you're like the things to spot, if you see a video like that, to spot the Photoshop is that when they don't move, really, when they're standing in the middle of the frame and they're not moving from side to side, they're just kind of moving their arms. You know how some people will do a dance and their waist is so small. And I'm like, how? Yeah. And they're doing a dance and they're basically just moving their arms.
Yeah.
It's because they're using the software, because otherwise it will warp if they move, because their real waist could be exposed. Sorry, dude, that was so bad. But like, facts. And that scares the crap out of me. Like,
you know, it, what dang. The hell? I will say this about TikTok too. There are so many BBLs. It is unreal. There's, and you know, oh, I'll say,
my God.
And I have nothing against plastic surgery, but here's where it becomes an issue for me. False promises and misleading, mm-hmm. to a point of where people think, okay, these girls just get work done and then they start selling workout guides when they know nothing about working out. Oh, they just dude. Have a, you know, maybe they're fitness enthusiasts, right? Like they really like it. They like the gym, but they had some work done, which is fine. That's fine. But you do need to disclose, you know, they just make a profit on like booty guides when you're, you know, you should be thanking your plastic surgeon. I'm sorry. That's a hot take. That's probably controversial, but.
No, I think we should talk about it.
Okay.
Because I think we should talk about the fact that people that get plastic surgery then promote that they got a BBL from using a booty band.
Yes. You just need, you know, to disclose. There's nothing wrong that you got the work done, but you do need to disclose that.
Disclose it. Yeah.
You've had work done. It's just like false promises. Like, I got this big butt from doing these booty band exercises. False. Absolutely.
Or girls get filler in their butts and say that, oh, do this filler to get rid of hip. Oh, have you not heard about this? Oh my God.
Michaela, I feel like a like toddler when they like learn, you know, oh my gosh, wait, no.
Okay.
I'm like naive.
I hate to break it to you.
Filler in a.
Oh, honey. Okay, yes. This has been a thing thanks to the Kardashians. We love that.
Not only BBL, but also filler in a hip dip.
Yeah.
So that they don't. Dude, hip dips are normal. Let me just say, hip dips are normal.
They're normal.
Cellulite is normal. There is nothing wrong with that. We don't need to chase these unrealistic body expectations. Oh, preach. I'm so uncomfortable.
Girl. When I heard about the filler, I died slightly. And then. It's the girls that get the filler in their hip dips. I'm saying that in air quotes for the peeps that can't see me. Hip dips are normal. I have them. Everyone has them. It's the bone structure of your body. It's the anatomy.
Your bonus.
Girls will get filler in their side. And then I will literally, I'm not joking. I've seen this on TikTok. You can tell that they've got filler. Or they've talked about it at some point. Because some people are transparent about it. But then the next couple of weeks they're posting, get rid of your hip dip workout. And I'm like, girl, you went to the clinic and got something injected in there to fix it. In quotes. Again, I'm doing quotes because there's nothing to be fixed, everyone.
Yeah.
It is normal.
That's the only problem I have is it's like it can be fixed by doing these workouts and then people aren't seeing results on that. And you know what? Those people will realize that they're not getting the results that are claimed, which is
totally
fine. It's not like, it's not harmful physically, but mentally it does something to you. So it's just tough. Again, I don't want to like spread any hate, but
no.
Again,
no hate. If you get plastic surgery, all for you.
Oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's the thing trying to profit off of it.
Acting like they did it from their exercises, from their program that they wrote. You can get that same physique when you. You know, you can pay a plastic surgeon to get those, but ooh, that's a hot take.
Squats.
It wasn't from that booty band. I'll tell you that.
No, sweetie. I can tell you that.
Their butt did not grow twice as big from that. Ugh, no. Yeah. Good stuff. Good freaking stuff. Aww. Oh, man. Alrighty. Well, Michaela, thanks for coming on the podcast. Seriously.
Thank you for having me. You know, I was so happy when you asked.
I should have you on again. And you know what we should do? We should read people's gym stories and react. I feel like that would be, you would be fun to read. I did it with Darian and I just feel like girl to girl, it would be like, we'd have so much tea. We should do that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Girl, we'll plan text that. Me when. I will literally hop on that right away.
Let's do it.
This was so fun.
Oh, good.
I loved it.
Seriously, thanks for coming on, and tell everyone where to find you, your social platforms, you know.
Oh yes,
give yourself a plug.
Just my name, Michaela Anisa, and I spell my name different, so it's Makayla Anisa, everyone.
Yeah,
that's it. Super simple.
Super cute.
Plug, plug.
The cutest, the most fun. We love her.
Love you.
Yay. Alrighty, yeah. Well, thanks for coming on. And everybody, thanks, I will talk to you guys next week for some more fun and games. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.